And now let's take a quick look at today's jobs reports. The U.S. economy adding 215,000 jobs in July, according to the Labor Department. That's a little less than the 225,000 some economists expected, but it's still considered positive. And unemployment held steady at 5.3%, the lowest level in 7 years. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News is in New York. And what do you make of this report?
Well, as you said, Robin, it was about 10,000 jobs short of the average estimate from economists that we survey. That said, the prior 2 months were revised higher by about 14,000 jobs, so that more than makes up for it. So it's really a sign that the economy is sort of chugging along at a decent rate, and at least for July, it's not being terribly affected by some of the problems overseas with China's economy slowing down a little bit and some of the other emerging markets showing signs of slowing down. So for this month, at least, it seems like the economy's been able to weather those problems overseas.
But as we know, the number, the portion, the percentage of Americans working has been falling. That's not good. You know, they're dropping out, not looking for jobs. What did we learn in today's report about that?
Right. The labor force participation rate, it held steady at 62.6%, which, as you said, is very low. It's the lowest since 1977. And it's sort of a tricky number to analyze because, you know, some people drop out of the workforce because they're just disgruntled with the state of the economy and the jobs available. Others drop out because maybe their stock investments are paying off and they're able to retire early, or they put their kids through college, you know, the big baby boom generation that had two parents working. So it's, you know, it's not necessarily as gloomy as a number as it sounds, but it certainly is something that I think most economists would like to see stabilize and pick up from here.
But unemployment is also dropping because of hiring. So we're reading that the pace of hiring is on track to bring the unemployment rate below 5% in coming months. Why is that threshold so closely watched?
Well, it's believed there's a sweet spot for the unemployment rate where if it gets too low, it can actually be bad for the economy. It can cause the economy to overheat a little bit and cause inflation to accelerate a little too much. So there's a great debate about where that sweet spot is, but many economists believe it's right around 5% or a little bit higher. So that's also 5% is the rate that President Obama promised as a result of the stimulus from 2008. So it would sort of be a mission accomplished moment for him if it does get there, and you know, obviously an important political number.
Well, in just the minute we have, we're waiting on big news from the Federal Reserve about when it will raise interest rates. It's kept them low, near zero, since the financial crisis to keep money flowing. Today, someone called this wait to hear what they'll do, the longest drum roll in history. What is your sense given today's numbers?
Well, you can actually sort of derive the odds of an interest rate increase from the derivatives market, where traders are pricing in the price of federal funds rates futures. And currently, it looks like about a 58% chance of a rate increase in September, which is up decently from about 50% yesterday. And most economists that we survey agree that September will be the first rate increase. But then the question really becomes, well, how aggressive will they raise rates after that? And the trading in the Fed funds futures doesn't show that they expect them to be much more aggressive after that initial hike in September. Yeah. So it does look like most people believe a rate hike in September, but not necessarily a real aggressive tightening campaign after that.
So if interest rates are important to you for different reasons, keep that in mind. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News. Thanks as always.
Thank you.